Time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 96 Atlanta area O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Log Talk Radio.
Hi, guys and gals, this is your favorite radio voice guy, and now for America's number one tech socialite and her very own real-life rocket scientist, yes, he is a scholar and a gentleman, it's time for Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson. They talk everything from nanotech to blogging, making technology palatable for everyday people. Ladies and gents, let's hear it for them. Yeah!
Yeah, man, this is the only show in the world where you're going to hear your host making pancakes in the kitchen while she's talking to you about technology. Welcome to Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology. I am here with my co-host, the most wonderful rocket scientist on the face of the planet, Mr. Juarez Jackson.
That is me, live and direct inside your radio or out of your stereo or whatever kind of device you're listening to. I'm here. We're here. We're going to have a great show today. And I'm so excited. Our guest is awesome. And we just have an action-packed hour for you. So definitely be prepared to listen to some good information and hear what we've been doing this week.
Man, Juarez, I've had the best week so far already. I mean,
oh boy.
I thought April was the best month. It is actually, I think, this year going to be May. Last
and
year, you
Tuesday.
Know, April showers bring May flowers, and I feel like everything is blossoming and budding now.
Oh,
and I feel like I'm living in this now time. Have you seen all the things in technology that are happening right now?
it's pretty amazing. I mean, we're living in a really exponential growth within technology. I really hope that our listeners are really grasping the fact that we're really in some special times. No other time in your life you're going to be as fortunate to have so much information at the grasp of your fingertips and just have technology move so exponentially, and just grow exponentially like it is now. So embrace it.
Wait, I just have to really just break some things down for people. When I tell you, okay, first of all, went to the store and I saw Best Buy. Went in Best Buy, of course, went and talked to the people at Samsung, pulled out the Samsung Galaxy S6 Edge. When I tell you that baby is sexy. But Samsung has literally unloaded a arsenal of technology in this, like, gaming space, and not even just gaming, like, everything in gear. They have the baddest watches coming out. They have these great interfaces, and their video all the way around the watch, and they look like they totally came off of George Jetson's wristband. I mean, just some gorgeous, gorgeous stuff coming out. They got an augmented gaming platform that literally is augmented, and it has virtual reality. It operates in the same interface with the S6 Galaxy Edge. When I tell you I was having a toe-curling moment about technology this week.
Wow. One of those. That's deep. That's deep.
So exciting for me to be 38 years old. Yes, I'm 38. 38 years old and actually seeing all this stuff happening in my lifetime. Because, of course, people used to call me nuts. When I used to talk about this stuff, they were like, you're crazy. Because I'm not an engineer, for everybody to know that. I'm not an engineer, so I had no reason to ever really be talking about this stuff. Even when I was in the tech offices, they used to look at me. The guy from India would be like, you know about this?
And it's funny. It's funny.
Love it.
I have the same kind of reaction to, I have this guy that he's a consultant also, and anytime I run across him, and I had the pleasure of talking to him today, he's just so deeply involved in aeronautics. He talks to me like from the time I step in the door to the time I leave, he's want to bring up airplanes and talk about the new latest technology. So you don't have to have a degree in something to be involved in it and actually be very knowledgeable of it. So, you know, that just goes to show there's information out there. I actually had to stop him today because I was like, hold up, are you a spy? Because you really know too much about this kind of stuff, and I'm not going to jeopardize, you know, anything I have going on to let you know what's going on with the programs that I've worked on. So, yeah, very
interesting. Man, Juarez, speaking of aeronautics, did you happen to hear the latest news?
Which one? There's been a lot of interesting aeronautics tidbits going on. What are you talking about?
Google, every time Google rolls out something, you know it's already in progress. And I know you probably know this already, but there was an announcement today that they are looking now to create the autonomous airplane.
You know what?
There's no reason for a human to fly a plane anymore, according to them.
Right. Now, they already have a lot of, and I know that the technology that you see today, you really couldn't believe how great it is. But the technology that you see today in airplanes, if you look at the first Gulf War, they were just basically hand-flown. Because if you could imagine, you're on the ground, you're controlling a drone. And the technology has advanced so much from the first Gulf War to now that they have their own, what they call FMS, their own flight management system. So basically, these planes that they have on carriers and are launched off of out of backpacks are actually handling their own flight management system. All it takes is just somebody in that action review center to say, hey, drop a bomb, and they basically drop a bomb. They already basically make all the intelligent assessments of threat or no threat in order to figure out what they have to do, where they have to fly. And it's already to that point where autonomous is here, and I'm just waiting for cars to catch up because planes has been here for a while.
Well, the cars are okay. So we know about the cars like the Audi. We have Mercedes.
Right.
Porsche doesn't have one. Everybody has this autonomous car, and Google was, of course, the first that was supposed to come out with it, and everybody just bypassed Google on this. And of course, a couple weeks ago, Elon Musk comes out and says, well, I should say a couple months ago, he says he's going to come out with this autonomous car. Well, ironically, before he ever announced that, of course, that was underway. And so he actually has an autonomous vehicle with Tesla.
Well, hold up.
And then
you cannot even talk about. Well, hold on. Let's back up because you brought up Elon Musk, who is my dude. That's my guy. Shout out to Elon. I know you're on the phone. That's my dude. He came out with, I don't know if you saw the announcements out there, but they have the electric wall. Oh, man. When you talk about powering your house off of, man, but I digress. Go ahead.
Is he not the baddest? I mean, he's,
that is the dude.
To me, Einstein of our time. He is Tesla. He is like the embodiment.
And he uses common sense. I mean, he said on his announcement, look, we have this big nuclear-powered system in the sky. It's called the sun, right? He said, we have this big fusion reactor in the sky called the sun. And I'm like, why people are not even understanding that we could use the stuff that we have more effectively? And he talked about, you know, coal and how it's burning and how it's a resource that can be diminished. I mean, these things are common sense. I actually received $40,000 for my undergraduate degree talking about these things over 10 years ago. This is ridiculous. Why are we not catching up with these things? Why are we not looking at the facts that we have out there and just running with it?
You know the answer to that.
Yep, big business, big dollars associated with
then
it.
Then take a rocket site.
Yep, it's easier to keep on doing what you're doing. Exactly. Exactly.
Well,
so.
It's not even the easier part. It's more so whose pockets are getting padded from it. So, you
Absolutely.
Know, our destruction, of course, could be at the cost of millions of lives, but then, you know, somebody will get paid off it, so it doesn't matter.
Right,
But when we look... And you see, like, not only that, you know, powering a whole entire home from a wall panel, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That is the coolest thing on the face of the planet. He is literally
Ooh.
Right in the zone of every futuristic movie we ever saw. He is Tony Hawk. Tony Stark. I'm sorry, Tony Hawk's a skater. Tony Stark. He is Tony Stark. And I love him to pieces. I love Elon Musk. Like, if I ever saw him, I love him. I love that dude. So,
that's
yeah.
my homie. I'm going to drop him an email.
This has been incredible. I'm actually part of the Elon Musk fan club. You know.
Absolutely.
We literally.
Absolutely.
I mean, we have so much going on in technology. I'm super excited, overly stoked about it. And just amazing things happening in our time. And I don't know how many people are taking real interest in it and understanding that how this is going to impact your life forever. Like,
Absolutely.
This is not something that's happening for a short period of time. This isn't even just your kids anymore. This is your immediate time frame. You're right
so
now. You're present.
How are the pancakes going? I don't want to hear you burning
you
anything over there.
Sizzling?
I hear some sizzling going on over there.
Sizzling.
You sizzling
buttery?
Pancakes? I'm afraid
they
of that.
Buttery?
I
they
am. I'm
buttery. I love cooking. I love
oh boy.
To cook. Love to cook.
Oh boy,
I love to cook, and I am not hippie for no reason at all. I like to cook, but I love to eat even more.
That's the stuff. So before anyone else says it, happy Cinco de Mayo to everyone out there that's celebrating. And if you are drinking, make sure that you drink responsibly and have a designated driver, or you walk in, or you know, you take care of yourself, you know. Don't just go out there and be lush. Don't be a lush.
And have fun. And whoever has Pistons also, please save some for me. I like the freshly made kind. I don't want the kind in the mission bag. I want the ones that come straight out the fryer. So, give me some. I would announce tequilas and all those things. Lovely, wonderful things. Hey, Warren, where are you?
I am in South Cadillac, South Carolina. I am in the nice place called Columbia, South Carolina today, and I'm having a wonderful time. Yes, and it's great. It's feeling wonderful here. It's like 77 degrees, mostly sunny. It is a touch of heaven.
I'm so excited.
Let me say what I'm excited about. I am excited about Sandra Carter, and I want to read a little bit. That's our guest, and I want to read a little bit about her bio and let you know how awesome our guest is that's going to be coming on right after our break, okay? So she is known to her clients as the math lady, right? She has a passion for helping young people to achieve their goals in math. She's been volunteering as a math tutor for over 20 years. In 2003,
okay.
she founded Math 101 LLC, and has been. She has a BS. That doesn't mean BS. It means a Bachelor of Science in Computer Science and a minor in Mathematics from Southern University A&M. And she has a Master's of Science in Computer Science from Georgia Institute of Technology, also known as Georgia Tech. She has worked for Fortune 500 companies for over 20 years as an IT professional. In 2007, she published her first work entitled How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. In 2011, she released her first DVD entitled The Math Lady, a fun interactive math workshop for kids. Since 2008 and 2010, respectively, her math company has been conducting fun interactive math workshops, SAT math boot camps for the youth of the Atlanta area, and most of the youths who have attended for free due to the generosity of sponsoring businesses and individuals. She's been featured twice in the Atlanta Journal Constitution for her math tutoring work and book, 10 winner of the FraserNet Power Networking Conference Elevator Pitch Competition. So, I know. Can you get even more brilliant than? I mean, this is a brilliant biography and a brilliant person we have coming up.
And exciting.
What she's also going to bust down on our show is she's going to give us the skinny on. She is actually looking to tutor and also pay not only tutor people, but actually tutor the next generations of tutors. So she is actually looking for the next set of mathematicians that she's going to help become tutors. And actually she is looking for people to join a board and make some money and do the same thing she's doing, helping people reach their math scholastic goals.
Oh, wow. I have a friend named Harold that might be interested in that. Harold,
well, there you go.
From Churchill Grounds. Harold is a math tutor from Haiti. He might be interested. That is something big. Listen, how much time do we have? We're like right on commercial break time. So why don't we take a commercial break, and then we'll be back with Ms. Sandra Carter, and we'll be back after this.
Yeah.
Are you tired of paying too much for your auto, life, or homeowner insurance? Are you frustrated searching for the right coverage? Let Taylor Insurance Services help you with their easy quote rating system. Their great pricing and quality products are amongst the best. Give Taylor Insurance Services a call at 678-905-9597 and start saving money today. Or visit them at taylorinsuranceservices.net. That's taylorinsuranceservices.net. Taylor Insurance Services. Leave your liabilities in their hands.
WXRP Radio is looking to partner with your business. Could your business use more branding and exposure? Could your business use more customers? Well, WXRP Radio is here to help. Advertise with WXRP Radio and give your company the advertising boost that it needs. With packages as low as $30, WXRP Radio is the way to go. Let us get your company information out to our listeners. For more information, call 678-744-WXRP or email us at sales@WXRPradio.com. That's sales@WXRPradio.com. Let WXRP Radio help you grow your business. WXRP Radio, the station that listens.
Someone please answer the phone. Oh, my gosh. It's just ringing off the hook. Or can we get that?
Hi. Who do we have here? Who do we have on the line?
This is Sandra Carter, the math lady. How are you this evening?
Hey, what's up, Sandra Carter?
I'm looking forward to trying some of those pancakes.
They're so good. I'm saying
yes.
Some for the math lady. You need your own
yes,
jingle.
Your Majesty.
The math
Thank
lady.
You so much. I appreciate you having me on your show.
We appreciate you being. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let me say this really quick because I want to say this so that the world understands why this is significant. Math is the principle and basis for literally everything that operates in the universe because it makes logical sense. So when you understand that this is the person who should be making the $2 million deals and the $78 million deals because she is crafting the future. literally, and stabilizing people who could be your doctors or your astronauts or your lawyers or your politicians or the next president of the United States. That's who should be getting paid that money. So, you know, I think it's just really important that we glorify this job that she's doing, this service that she's giving back to the community, because she's really doing a service. I know no person who teaches anything gets paid enough.
Absolutely.
So you're really doing a service to the whole entire world. And I want to say thank you on behalf of, well, I don't even have children, but thank you because I know what my teachers went through having to deal with me. So
thank you.
Absolutely. And on that same note, we have a word of the day, which is binary, is a number system where numeric values are represented by different combinations of 0-1, also known as off and on, the primary language of computers. So computers' primary number, our way of working, way of communicating, are numbers. People have to understand that computers deal with zeros and one at the binary level. So that's math. That's logic. And when you can teach someone logic, there's no way you can trick them up. There's no way you can fool them because they're logical. So absolutely. Thank you, Sandra Carter, the math lady, for being on our show, and we so look forward to it. Just speaking with you has really been you know, a pleasure, and every time you know I've spoken with you, it's been nothing but good energy. So we definitely look forward to hearing some more about you.
Oh, great! I'm looking forward to being on your show today.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it. So let's talk about, you know, we talked about, I mean, you have a great background. You have a undergraduate and a master's degree in mathematics. Was that always your focus growing up? Were you as a young child, were you like counting up your toys and dividing them, or what's going on?
Actually, that's not the case for me. I really hated math when I was a youngster.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And it's very important that I put that out there, that I hated math, because if I can learn to love math and help other people to love math, then anyone can do the same thing.
Awesome.
Because, to be quite honest with you, when I was in 11th grade, I failed the first 9 weeks of Algebra 2. And in 11th grade, I hated math until I had the right teacher. His name was Mr. Cortez B. Frank. He was my Algebra 2 teacher. He made math fun and very entertaining for me. But the sad part is that, unfortunately, I lost touch with Mr. Frank, and I learned he passed 2 years before my book was published. And I dedicated my book in part to his memory in 2007.
Oh, that is an awesome story.
That's beautiful.
See how teachers, and you just cued that right on up, Cairo, because that's exactly what happens, right? Teachers affect people. That's such a beautiful
change
story.
Change the world. Yeah.
Really? So he sparked this interest by how he delivered the math subject?
Exactly. It was all in his delivery. I'm sure other teachers had the same level of knowledge, but it was as if he was doing a theatrical production. He actually wrote and produced plays, and some of the students were in his plays. So when he closed the door on time, you better be in your seat, he was performing, and you did not want to be late for his class.
Oh, that's awesome.
You see how significant it is, the creativity you have to use just to get a message across. It may be in a book, but you actually have to impact people for them to absorb it. That is so awesome.
But you know what? You also have to love the people that you're teaching. And I think I'm not saying that there's not teachers that love out there, but from the teachers I hear, the problem that they have is not with the students, it's with the other things that go along with being a teacher, as far as they have to deal with too much politics. And at the end of the day, they're concerned with the students when everything else is, you know, teaching to a test or teaching about the politics.
I mean, you can look at what happened in Clayton County and understand that, you know, there's something wrong, very, very wrong with the school system. So let me ask you a really quick question, because I am one of those students that, you know, I was baffled by math the entire time I was in school. And then I went back to school to go into an engineering program, and I went on Khan Academy and took the test for an entry exam to go back into college again, and I aced everything. surprised myself. And I thought to myself, I said, was it me the entire time I was in school, or was it the system that I was being trained by? Because I've grown to love numbers. I mean, love them. Love numbers, love logical things, and I hated it. I mean, I used to literally get like a anxiety going to math class. So is it that complicated?
Well, it may be something happened to trigger your interest in math, as Mr. Frank triggered my interest in math by making it fun and entertaining, or maybe you had some type of motivation, or maybe a young person in your life, but that's probably something that turned the light on for you that might have made you love math and not fear it.
I wanted to build a robot. That's what it was. I wanted to build a robot. Okay, that makes sense. So tell me a little bit about let's talk about the beginnings of these programs that you're offering, and why are they fundamentally significant to the people that you offer them to?
We have several methods of helping folks. We have one-on-one tutoring. We tutor math, physics, and chemistry. When I started tutoring myself in 2003 with the business, I was only tutoring math, but since I have a staff of folks now, we can offer math, physics, and tutoring. So I always know about the power of duplication.
Right.
More by working with than doing it all on your own. We also have our book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. The good thing is that book came out in 2007 when the economy was a little shaky for some folks. So that book allowed parents to be able to help their own kids. It uses real-world examples that the parents can probably remember. Oh, yeah, I remember that. Examples such as cooking, basketball, shopping, things that will get the attention of young people.
Right.
Also, we have a video, the Math Lady DVD. We have the Fun Interactive Math Workshop, and we have the SAT Math Bootcamp. The wonderful thing about the bootcamp is that we teach our young people to approach the test differently than they would approach a math test in school, and how to avoid the traps and tricks and earn more points on the math portion of the SAT. We also offer summer enrichment. There are a lot of parents who want to keep their children engaged during the summer and ahead of the game, because, as you know, it's very difficult to come back in the fall after you've been experiencing the summer brain drain. So we do offer enrichment programs in algebra, geometry, calculus, any areas of math to get our students ahead of the game when school opens in the fall.
Awesome. And you have a YouTube channel.
We do have a video on YouTube.
Right.
It talks about the book, and it also gives a interesting scenario with me, a football, and a football jersey. So check it out.
Right.
It's on our website, www.mathoneonone.net. You can take a look at our video, and hopefully it'll help you be more interested in math. It makes it realistic. Like I said before, we use examples that are interesting to students, such as sports.
Right. And that's math, the number one, O-N, one, the number one again, .net. So math, one, on one. .net.
That's right.
So if you want to call in and speak with or ask questions to Sandra Carter, the math lady, you can call in at 646-478-3474. That number again is 646-478-3474. In order to actually speak on the line, you have to press the number 1. And then Robin, who is the most fabulous, we've got to say that, she's the most fabulous sound engineer and sponsor in the whole world, she's going to answer the phone and then drive you into our call, and you can speak directly to us, ask some questions, get engaged in this conversation. If you have children out there who are, you know, struggling with math, this is the person to speak to. So you got her here at your disposal, and she's not charging you for this one, so you might as well call in.
Right. Yeah, so we're almost up against another commercial break. But before we go, we want to talk a little bit more about what are the things out there that, you know, what are some of the pitfalls that you've seen with educating? I know you have, and I know you have a couple of things, and one of them is the three myths about math. So if you can kind of elaborate on at least one of the three, and then after the commercial break, we can come back and talk about the remaining.
Sure. The first myth is girls cannot do math. We'll let you marinate on that one.
You heard that, Cairo? That is not true.
It's a not true, and it is absolutely not true, but we've been made to believe that forever. So I'm glad that she put that out there. Wonderful.
Right. So that being said, I think it's about that time we start helping our sponsors to get more people to support them, because if you support them, you're supporting us. So we appreciate the support from our sponsors. And we appreciate the support from our listeners. And, you know, there's a lot of people that call me after the show. I listen to the show. So this is your time. Call up and speak to the math lady, or keep on listening if you want to. We'll be right back after these commercial messages and continue our discussion with the math lady.
And she's going to tell us the
Are you getting ready to celebrate a special moment? Need a way to raise money for your organization? Or just simply love scented candles? Well, come stick your nose in our business to smell the best scent around town, and I'm sure your nose will be pleased. For more information, call 404-954-1206 or visit igotsprinkles.com. I Got Sprinkles. Come put your nose in our business.
Are you frustrated at the thought of shopping? Is it time to change your style but you don't know where to start? Would you love to have someone shop for you and have you looking and feeling fabulous? Well, we have the solution for you, Love eFashion. They handle everything from closet organization, styling, wardrobe, gift shopping, and so much more. Go to loveefashion.com or call them at 404-908-7997 and tell them WXRP sent you and receive 30 minutes of service free when you purchase any service. Love eFashion, helping you look and feel fabulous.
So what goes with pancakes? what would you add to my pancakes?
No. Oh my goodness.
Yes, this is Cairo Queen on Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson, who is a rocket scientist, and he has
We gotta do that again. This is Juarez Jackson, Taste of Technology, with my co-host Cairo Queen talking to. Don't get it twisted. All right, let's get this organized. How we doing this right here? All right.
We are in the summer of Juarez. That's right.
The summer of Juarez. Yes, we believe it.
He's producing all of our shows for the summer because he has so many people that he's come in contact with that are amazing. You know, I'm like, why not just put them on the air? We talk about them all the time. Let's put them on the show. And I'm making pancakes, and now I'm making eggs and bacon. So I'm going to have a full breakfast at dinner and late. But we're here live with the math lady. Some issues that, you know, some of these unbelievable but believable misbeliefs and myths that people actually subscribe to for mathematics. And so the first one was that girls can't do math. Give us some more.
Exactly. Myth number one, girls cannot do math. We destroy that myth in our workshops. Can you remember that cute little girl, Danica McKellar, on The Wonder Years, who grew up to star in The West Wing? She's written three books about math for youth.
Wow.
There's also Dr. Lavinia DeKanji Watson. She's formerly a nun, and she's a retired chairperson of the mathematics department at Southern University. And she's one of the reviewers of my book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over Their Fear of Math. So we know that statement that girls cannot do math is ludicrous. We won't even receive that.
Yep, ludicrous, but not the rapper.
Pardon?
I said, that's ludicrous, but not the rapper.
And myth number two, I grew up hearing, mama can't do math, therefore I can't do math.
Oh, wow.
That's just youth that will not fly in our workshops. And we break that cycle of unproductive thinking.
Right.
Myth number three, People often refer to algebra as the new math. There is nothing new about algebra. It is over 3,000 years old. It was first invented by the Egyptians and then advanced by the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Hindus, the Arabs, and then the Europeans.
Right. So I would like to throw in a misnomer four. And a misnomer four is that math is hard. Math is not only fun, math is easy. You know why it's easy? Because it never changes. You learn the principles and you have learned it for life. When I go and talk to kids, I say, how many people think that math is hard? And undoubtedly, I get a room full of kids, and I would say probably like 70% raise their hand and think math is hard. And then I ask the room, I say, well, what's 1 + 1? Everybody shouts out 2. And I say, well, how do you know that? Well, you learned it. That's what math is about. It's about learning. And when you think about what you can apply math to, it's just phenomenal.
So true. It's a blessing from God to be put in this opportunity to impact the lives of young people. And I enjoy
Absolutely. And you're looking to hire more people on. I think that's a blessing. So for the people that want to reach out to you, and would they just go to math101.net to either get your services? Because I know you also do public speaking. Is that the best way for people who want to reach out to you for either public speaking or reserve a tutor, or if there's somebody interested in becoming a tutor, is that the best way for somebody to reach you?
Let me share my contact information with you. The number is 404-358-2383. Again, 404-358-2383. The email is math101@comcast.net. The website is www.math101.net. That's math101@comcast.net and www.math101.net. Now I want to share a little information about the tutoring opportunity. We're looking for special people who have a passion for helping youth, and who either have at least a bachelor's in a technical discipline or within 1 to 2 years of completing their bachelor's in a technical discipline. With the business of building young people as secondary school students and as college students, because as they work with me, they get to understand entrepreneurial skills, because they can use that information as they move on to build their own businesses.
Right.
So if you're that type of person, then reach out to me, and together we'll share our love of math and science, and we will build the next generation, and you'll make some extra money in the process.
So people don't understand this is what you do. You know, for people who think that this is something that, you know, you might tutor on the weekends, no, this is what you do. You have stepped away from corporate America, and you have decided to devote your livelihood and life to helping people become more proficient in math. So if that
I still have
does
my
not,
IT career, but I definitely have a large amount of time that I spend in Math 101. But the wonderful thing about it is I can strike a balance, because I have people who work with me to help the young people, because I can't be everywhere at every time. So the benefit is I get to train the next generation of tutors. They get to make extra money, and they're interacting with students who are pretty close in age to them. So everyone wins.
Awesome. So what are some of your future aspirations? Go ahead.
Am I talking? Can you hear me?
Yes, you are. You're talking.
Okay.
I'm listening.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I wanted to find out. You said that, Warren said that you were a part of FraserNet, meaning George Fraser speaker platform, which makes you a powerful speaker.
I participated in FraserNet's Power Networking conference for 3 years, and in 2009, I was the runner-up in the elevator pitch competition. I took all that feedback, and in 2010, I won.
Congratulations. That's fabulous. I mean, that's huge to be on the FraserNet platform and to be a winner. So I just want to make sure I heard that right. I was like, FraserNet? See, you know, when Jerome Davis was on here, Jerome was talking about he's good friends with George Frazier, and I was all excited then. Now I'm like, we have two people who are part of the Frazier net. We have some really big players that come on the show. I'm just excited about it.
And you're going to be living it up with Urban Hangover. Speaking of Jerome Davis, we'll be living up with them. But we'll talk about that a little bit. We'll actually be living it up with them in Puerto Rico, hopefully, coming up soon with the Urban Hangover. And we're still in negotiation with them to actually be down there with George Frazier and a bunch of urban professionals, propelling the whole urban professional networking and getting people together to do things that are monumentous for us as a community.
Intelligent fun. So, listen, I wanted to do something really quick because I have these two math whizzes on the phone. And so, whereas Father True has a platform where he trains young people how to do these humongous numbers, so I thought, okay, if we could do something now where we could add some of these numbers off the top of our head like Juarez teaches his daughters to do, and you're the math lady.
Because,
I mean, literally, I'm going to tell you, honest to God, Juarez, you called out some numbers I had never even heard of before. And I was like, okay. And your daughters were adding them up, and I was looking at you like, I don't even know what that is.
Numbers just repeat. Okay. That's all you got to do is they just repeat.
What's the highest number known to men, to mankind?
Infinity.
That's a good answer. But you know what? I have got you on that. It's infinity to the infinity power. How about that?
Is that possible?
Well, if you think about
it,
all they are. Go ahead. Go ahead, Sandra, because I think my answer.
I was agreeing with you. With your answer because infinity raised to the infinity is still infinity. I was agreeing with you.
Right. Exactly. So it's like saying basically almost the same thing, right? So infinity and infinity power. It's never ending, right? But so if you raise something to a power, then, you know, it's to the power of what is going, but infinity never stops anyway. So basically the same thing. But mine, I would have to give my vote the answer, though. I'm sorry, but mine, I think mine sounded a lot better, though, because I've always gotten people with that. What's the biggest number?
Is that the same as saying zero to the power of zero equals absolutely zero? So zero is nothing, and nothing can never be more than nothing but to become something.
Yeah, well, you're raising it by the power of zero, so it's going to be nothing.
So that there's an equal of actual balance to infinity times the power of infinity to be zero to the power of zero. So nothing and absolutely everything magnified by itself.
I'm going to leave that one to the math lady.
I was going to leave that one to the host. No one's ever asked me that question. I think you need to be teaching one of my classes.
I know. I'm sitting over here looking at the stars like, are we a Galileo over here? Are you sure about the pancakes? What do you have in those pancakes? What do you have in those pancakes?
I'm the person who likes to talk about space-time continuums.
Oh, my goodness.
And space elevators. So, yeah, I thought about it. These are things that go through my head while I'm sitting on Facebook typing. So.
Oh, boy.
Actually take infinity and multiply it times 1 million times? Yeah. But, yeah, so, I mean, I thought about that because I'm like, these are things that the average person is not thinking about. But Sandra, why is this important and significant to anyone, these high numbers that nobody is ever really using? Why is that important for people to know about?
Well, the important thing is that anything raised to zero power is one, including zero. That's in my book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. But the important thing is that you think logically, and as Laura has said at the beginning of the program, when you think logically, it's very difficult for anyone to fool you.
Wow.
No one is infallible, but it makes it more challenging for someone to get over on you. If you know what's logical, you know what works. So it's right. not a matter of knowing every formula, but knowing what makes sense and knowing how to use knowledge, in
right.
fact.
I love it. This
love
awesome.
It.
So listen, if you're calling in or you're listening and you want to call in, you can call us at 646-478-3474. That number, again, for you is 646, like New York, 478-3474. That number will get you in, but you have to press 1 in order to speak to the math lady or Warren or myself on Cairo Queen's Taste of Technology with co-host Warren Jackson, flip Warren Jackson's Taste of Technology co-host Cairo Queen. So,
I'll change you well. I'll change you well.
We're in this space now where we literally are like, you know, coming into this technology phase. And so everything in technology operates in math. And
right.
this is so significant. What you're teaching right now literally is probably the fundamental basis of what the future is literally going to be, not just because it's math and it's in everything anyway, but because the transition of everything is going into technology. And so right now what you're doing is probably going to be your pay rate should probably increase by, like, at least 1,000%.
Thank you. I received that. Thank you so much.
I send it to you because you know what? I truly believe that what you're teaching right now and what you're having people trained to be tutors in is probably going to magnify the foundations of multiple cities and many countries all around the globe. This is so massive. I think when people understand that math is the one and zero, the literary binary number that you were speaking of, I use it in a sentence, the binary number that you were speaking of, literally mathematical logic. You know, how do these numbers work together? How do you see these sequences operating? What about Fibonacci code? How about pi? You know, we're going to start seeing these things coming more and more prevalent in a space where a lot of people don't actually operate in. So it's important now. I think more adults might be wanting to find you in this space because of softwares that are going to be coming out that a lot of people are acclimated to. And I think even in the workforce development space, where, Sandra, you could really probably be a huge asset in teaching people about technology, because people's major fear is, I'm not good with mathematics. I can't be in technology. I hear that every day. Every day.
Right.
And I'm here as a testimony. I wasn't good at mathematics. But I'm sitting here with a rocket scientist.
Right. So, hey, Sandra, I want to jump in here and just say, so what's next? What's next for you? You're going to, you know, you've been doing, you know, this tutoring. You've been, you know, hiring people aboard. What's your future vision for what you see with yourself and your corporation?
What I would love to see is our SAT Math Boot Camp expanded.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see our boot camp on the Internet, let the classes be taught on the Internet so children in other parts of the world can take advantage of it. I'd love to hire more tutors to work with me because as time goes on, it's better to duplicate yourself. And well, one day I will be getting older. I'm going to need someone to replace me. I need to replace our replacement. And I really would love to see a situation where we don't have SAT scores in math hovering around maybe 490 out of 800. I'd love to see us make 750 to 800 on the math portion of the SAT. I'd like to see us expand and help more young people.
So what is, I know you've actually had real life testimony of students that have went through taking the SAT, then came through and, you know, went through your tutoring and then has retaken the test. What are some, I mean, and I know that, you know, one student's results is not emblematic of actually what they will receive, but can you tell us some of the good stories that you have out of your tutoring?
Quantifiable data is the best. We've had parents email and say, well, my child did have an F. Now they were able to finish with a B for the year.
Mm-hmm.
I have one particular student whose father sent me the SAT scores before and after he had our boot camp, and his math scores increased by 50 points.
Mm.
There was one father whose daughter took the ACT, and before he took our SAT math boot camp, and after her math score increased at least by 1 point on the math portion of her ACT. So we do have quantifiable results showing that we are improving. It's not just that, even though it's important that our tutors do give our young people more confidence, it's good to see someone who looks like you doing what you strive to do. We actually have numbers to show that we are helping young people to improve their math scores.
Awesome. Awesome. Quantifiable data. That's what I work with daily.
That's just beautiful.
Show me the numbers.
What do you feel like is the number one thing that parents should be focusing on in this climate of having to teach to test in school systems? What do you think that a parent that's at home worried about their child, what do they need to be focused on with their children?
I would say one thing you might want to do is know the signs, because there are a lot of times where a student may be having struggles, but they're just too ashamed to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
So what I have is 5 signs to determine if a special young person in your life struggles in math.
Mm.
So number one, the obvious, the grades that you do see are C's and below.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, your student says, I hate math. I often said that quite often when I was a youngster. Number three, if there are no batteries for a calculator, the student panics. The calculator is a deterrent. Although the calculator is allowed in the math portion of the SAT, the calculator hides the fact that students are having math difficulties.
Mm.
Number four, another sign is that the student avoids conversations about math and does not want to show test results. And number five, student may make negative comments about the teacher. So if the parent sees any of these signs, don't delay. Speak to the child's teacher and find out test scores, and have an evaluation conducted to find the areas for improvement. And if that teacher's evaluation is not an option, then there is an evaluation of Algebra 1 and Algebra 2 readiness in our book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. So my biggest advice would be know the signs before it's too late.
I absolutely agree with that. So I absolutely agree with that 100%.
So the foundation, you've already laid out how, you know, the foundation of our civilization is dating back to, you know, Egyptians, and they have, you know, used math, algebra, and all these advanced mathematics, you know, things. What do you feel in your eyes are the foundation principles that parents should be concerned with as far as teaching their kids? There's certain things that we find in math that are pretty, like the associative, commutative, distributive, and those properties. What are the things that you would feel are some of the math, what you would call foundations?
Know the basics. The basics being arithmetic with decimals, arithmetic with fractions, and word problems. The saddest thing for me is to see a student in 11th and 12th grade who is so dependent on the calculator that they cannot do arithmetic with decimals and fractions. That's how you count your money.
Right.
Can't do arithmetic with decimals and fractions. How can you count your money? If the cash register is not working and you're purchasing something, how do you know you've been given correct change?
Right.
So my foundation will be arithmetic with decimals, fractions, and word problems.
Right, and speaking of word problems, I hate when I tutor people, and I shouldn't say hate, that's a strong word, so my kids always get on me about that, but I really detest when problems throw people off, and my biggest thing is I always ask them, what was the question asking you? And it seems like people are easily thrown off when they hear, you know, the rocket flew at 300 miles per hour and it flew a certain distance, and they ask you a question about it and it has nothing to do with a lot of things in there, and people just get baffled. How important does, and I think, you know, you're going to answer it. I'm wording it. I think it pretty much leads to the answer, but how important is reading comprehension to understanding and getting further along in math and some of those later subjects like physics, which had to do a lot with math and reading comprehension?
I'm so glad you brought that up. That is one of the sections in our book. We want to teach young people how to translate the English into the math.
Right.
The word add, sum, more, increase, that means add. When you hear certain words, when you read certain words in a math problem, you translate that from the English word to the math, to the arithmetic stuff. You want to eliminate those words that are designed to throw you off, as you just said in your example.
Right.
And also remember your units. Now, you remember when we were a little younger in maybe sixth or seventh grade and we didn't write inches, we get away with that. But when you got to college, if you didn't write feet and inches, you lose points.
Right.
Because I always emphasize to my students, would you rather me give you $6 or 6 dimes?
Exactly.
Because
there is a
difference. Know how important the units are.
And it's,
I want
that's
a million.
Let me tell you. So that is even, that has even come into play on things like developing the Hubble spacecraft or set telescope, or even there's been countless of NASA and other programs where people have put the wrong unit or unit of conversion. They're using metrics when it's not a metric number that they're using. So, you know, there's all kind of things that, you know, I think if people just really understand how important math is to their everyday life, that they'll really embrace it.
I totally agree.
Went missing. I bet that's how that $9 billion went missing from the Bush administration.
Oh, now, you want to get yourself in trouble
zero.
Now. Yo, Bush is gangster. I'm still not even messing. I'm not saying anything about him. I'm Kermit the Frog over here sipping some iced tea. You better cut that out.
He's not the one you got to worry about. His brother's coming now, so.
What I'm saying is that, you know, if you want to end up missing, you go ahead and touch deal with that gangster because he's too gangster for me.
You're right.
Next week's show, it will be Juarez and Cairo will be nowhere to be found, but, you know, there will be burning bushes at her house and pancakes.
So silly. Sandra.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show. I'm excited that you joined us. This actually was a little bit different for me. I was wondering, I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting because I never thought, okay, and I thought about it, I was like, yeah, math is everything in technology. That makes sense.
Right.
So,
right.
Different show.
That's
thank
fun.
You, Lauren, for being awesome as usual. And I have a promo that I need to talk about really quick.
Okay.
And it's really quick because it's for my cybersecurity company. And the cybersecurity company offered a deal. And this is for anyone that is one of our listeners. They're going to get a two-for-one deal. And this is with, all right, so.
Drum roll, please.
This is with James. James sent us this. And so basically what they're offering is two-for-one licenses. And this is with Show Love International, two licenses for the price of one, giving people the chance to invest in a total of 10 devices covered on cybersecurity. That is two iOS phones, two iOS tablets, two Android phones, two Android tablets, two laptops, one laptop and one desktop for $99, covering all your cybersecurity protection for you and your family. For people who have households the size of Juarez or a little bit bigger, this is awesome. It's standard security, and it's great for a total of 10 devices at the price of 5 devices. So this is, I mean, and really that's a huge deal because I know that is actually a discount what it really was. So it's our summer welcome promo, and so this is something that we're trying to get done. Promo ends on the 8th of May, so today is the 5th. We got 3 days to plug this. If you are a Cairo Queen listener for Cairo or Juarez on this show, Taste of Technology, you're any of these entities, you belong to Father True, call in and call me. You can call me or email me on Cairo Queen, that's C-A-I-R-O. Q-W-E-E-N. I give you both my emails. That one is at showlove, that's showlove.com, or at gmail.com. So that's Cairo Queen, C-A-I-R-O-Q-W-E-E-N. And you can get one of these massive deals. I'm going to run the promo.
I'm going to put it on the internet. I'm going to put it all over the web, and I'm going to see how many people take me up on this offer. So you got 3 days. If you don't need it, it goes back to its normal price. So $99 is not a lot for the type of cybersecurity you're getting with multiple layers, multiple features on all your mobile devices. This is actually a software that protects program infrastructures, not actual mobile devices. So this is something huge. They're actually branching out specifically for my market. So if you all want to do this, take advantage of it while it's still available to you, because this is what corporate companies did. So if you're not in that space, that's your fault, because I'm offering it to you now.
Right.
And understand how huge cybersecurity and hacking is. Cyber hacking is happening to you by the second, by the minute, daily, regularly, and you don't have any protection. The government does, but you don't. So protect
right.
all your phones and protect all your services.
Right. So with
that's
that being said, we want to thank we want to thank the math lady, Sandra Carter, again, and we want to say everybody, y'all go check her out. Y'all definitely, you know, support her, what she's doing, and we want to definitely say blessings to you and everything that you're doing with your, you know, with your teaching, with your bringing up other people to get paid doing what you're doing, tutoring. And next week, we're going to talk to some engineers who are actually in the business of engineering. We're going to talk to Vivian Johnson, and we're going to talk to Sam Horton, engineers that are out there already in the field doing engineering, letting you know that engineering is not a myth. It's palatable. It's something that you can do. Apply yourself, and you can do it.
We are here at Cairo Queen Tasty Technology with co-host Juarez Jackson and the vice
Juarez
versa.
Jackson.
Making technology.
Juarez Jackson, Taste
what,
of Technology.
What,
don't
what did I call you?
Juarez Jackson, Taste of Technology. This has been a great show.
For the summer. and the math lady. Yeah.
Yes.
Math lady.
Thank you, Patrick.
My
thank
boy,
you, thank you, Robin. And we're out. General acquaintance be forgot and never got to
Cinco de Mayo.
Don't you realize. Don't you realize. Don't you realize.